The feature race today, obviously, at Glen Innes is the Cup. Race 5 to be run at 4:19. And there are no scratchings. Number 3, Try and Run Amok, is the favourite with Tab Fixed Odds, $3.50. 2, Desert Marshal at $4.20. And 1, Mashani Stealth there at $6.50.
I've come up with Love Time here, 8, 2, 1, and 3, particularly from the inside gate. It's had 19 goes. It's 1-3. It's 1 from 1 here on this Glen Innes track, and did strike a bit of form last time out at Inverell. That was over the 1600 back on New Year's Day behind Bonnie Sarah and Cavitation, beaten 4.8 lengths on that occasion. And go back to the start prior at Coffs Harbour, was nice and strong over 1400 behind the very smart Nooks and Crannies Midweek Hustler, went down 2.25. I think particularly from the inside gate, it'll be burrowing through, and they can often win up on the pace at Glen Innes, particularly when they're trained by Cunningham on his home track. So we've come up with that at some sort of odds to defeat the two, which is Desert Marshal. He's been a great old performer. Then 1, Mashani Stealth, ditto with N3, Try and Run Amok. Very good race at Glen Innes Cup, 8, 2, 1, 3.
Love Time at the moment, $8.50 with Tab Fixed Odds. The last here, and the scratchings are 2, 5 and 15. Number 9, OY, it's the shorty, $2.10 over 6, Grove Street at $5.
Yeah, 8 Mudgee Road for mine, 8, 11, 9 and 10, and the Pacifiers go on for the first time. He's had 18 goes, won one of them, placed on a further 5 occasions, prepared at Lismore by Daniel Bowen. Kirk Matheson on from the good gate, gate 1. So I think it'll be punching forward and leading throughout here, the 8 Mudgee Road in the last to defeat the 11 Super Cooper, who won on this day last year, then 9 OY and 10, which is St Element, 8, 11, 9 and 10.
All right, have you got a best bet?
Well, Andrew, I reckon in the second, take the first starter, which is 10 Empathy, so race 2, horse 10, and then I'm pretty keen on race 6, horse 8, Mudgee Road.
Race 6, number 8. First race at 1:55, and you'll be on air at about 1:35, 1:40 with all the latest for our listeners on Glen Innes Cup Day. Thanks a lot, mate.
Good on you. Look forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Anthony Collins calling Glen Innes Cup Day. There's also a meeting at Queanbeyan today on a good rated track. And take note that those times for Queanbeyan have switched to Kembla Grange times. And Queanbeyan races will be shown on Sky Thoroughbred Central. So Queanbeyan on Central now with no Kembla Grange. Stuart starting to arrive into town for the program here from the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission. By the way, with those times for Queanbeyan, the first race is at 2:15, race 2 at 2:50, the third at 3:25, the fourth at 4:05, race 5 at 4:45, and race 6 the last at 5:29. So they're revised times, the first at Queanbeyan now at 2:15. We'll take a break and then it's Paul Joyce time. We'll be looking at Randwick.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Grigio. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Water is a precious resource, so we shouldn't waste it. Taking shorter showers and fully loading your dishwasher are just some ways to save it. Get more tips at sydneywater.com.au. A Casula, a truck and trailer breakdown on Beach Road approaching Camden Valley Way. You'll find him in Lane 2 southbound. Penrith and lights are malfunctioning. Station Street at Derby Street. Roseville and a truck breakdown westbound on Boundary Street near Babbage Road. Really heavy going towards International at Marsh Street. Airport Drive at this stage a much better option. Day not going your way and need a win? Red Roosters 2 chicken sliders, winner for just $5. Now that's winner, winner. Available till 4 p.m. T's and C's apply. Steve Carline, number 1 in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio talks sport and racing every morning. Fulfill your Sunday morning appetite with a full breakfast menu of cricket, football, basketball and summer racing. Also featuring the Legend segment with insights from guests like former Australian cricketer Brad Haddon on his love for wicketkeeping.
It suited my personality. I was always in the game. I enjoyed the pressure of it.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Back Sunday morning at 7 on Sky Sports Radio.
60 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $1,000. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 60 months interest-free store-wide. Big brands, big savings. No deposit, no interest with 60 equal monthly payments until January 2024. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance on now.
Go! right where you are and enjoy your favourite reality viewing this summer staycation. The one you watch from the windows of your own home. Wideline Windows and Doors can create the perfect frame for your view. Whether it's bifolds at Bankstown, casements at Coffs, or awnings at Abermain. All backed by a 7-year guarantee. Take a closer look at the stylish range of Wideline Windows and Doors. Get started today by visiting wideline.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be associated with the Magic Millions Gold Coast Carnival. Dreams can and will come true at this week's yearling sales and Saturday's lucrative race day. Catch Racing HQ for all the news and stay tuned to Sky Sports Radio for everything Magic Millions.
It's 10:05 and we're broadcasting from the Gold Coast Racetrack where all the staff are now starting to finalise all the table arrangements. We've got media people here lining up all the cameras and everything like that. You'll get a full coverage on Sky Sports Radio right through the day with Josh Fleming, the rest of the team, Greg Radley, the Duff, Bernie Cooper and Glenn Munsey all through it on Sky Sports Radio. But we're certainly not forgetting back home at Randwick where the track is a soft six, but it's a beautiful day back there and you'd certainly think it will improve. Paul Joyce is a lot closer to Glenn Munsey and I. How are you, Paul?
Yeah, I'm really well, guys. Looking forward to Randwick, obviously. Magic Millions Day, of course, always exciting. Plenty of action up there. But as you said, we're very lucky here. We got a heap of rain last night all across Sydney, and somehow most of it missed Randwick. So we've woken up to the news that we will be on a soft track, but with 30 degrees anticipated and perfect blue skies, I expect it will improve quite quickly.
And Glenn Munsey has moved into the chair. He demanded even more time than what he got earlier. He's with us for our preview. This is a tight shift. We're finishing at 10:30 this
morning. Well, we're quite well aware of that, Andrew, but this was a little segment that I did begin on this station, and I've given some of the younger members of the TAB media team a little bit of an opportunity.
Have a listen
there
to this, Joycey.
Andrew Hurley has already sent me a text message. I won't read you the specifics of the text message because we need the dump button, but my only... promise was I will fulfill the expectations of the listeners, Hurl. So you just go back to your, eight schooner of the morning and worry about people working here.
Come on, Joycey, please, can you save us? Come on.
Mark it on the first
Beyond
at Randwick.
Beyond Hurl.
Favourites into odds on now. Star Fall, $2 earlier this morning. Now the $1.95 favourite here over Miss Invincible at $5. You've got Highway 66, $8.50. Star Boy and Acquittal, both $9 chances. But it's been one-way traffic all the way through here, Joycey, for the Melbourne horse, Star Fall.
Yeah, look, he should get a lovely run. He's got the right gait. There's good speed in the race, though. I don't think he'll get a picnic in front, put it that way. You've got Miss Invincible, Happy Mo, Star Boy. You've also got Riviera, who showed good pace to win on debut. So she'll have to carry that full 59 kilos. I think he's under the odds. I've gone 8, 1, 10 and 9. I've got the 8 on top here at Celtic for Gary Portelli and Sam Weatherly. This colt, as a 2-year-old, he was racing in group races. He was a Group 3 place getter. He's got form behind the likes of Sandbar, Denawi, Dealmaker. And his first up run was in a much easier race at Gosford, but he thumped them there. He won convincingly. And I just think with the speed on, he'll just sit back, mind his own business. And with only about 53 kilos on his back, I think Celtic could knock them all off here at a bit of a price. Obviously, Star Fall will be hard to beat coming off that Victorian form, 2 for 2 this prep. Strong stable. But as I said, he's got to carry the full 59. Number 10 goes in for third, Riviera. She's only had the one start, an impressive win at Sandown. There were a heap of winners came through that race. 7 winners, in fact, have come through that Sandown race back in May. And number 9, Highway 66. She's the other one that will appreciate this fast speed up front. 1,000's probably a bit short for her, but just watch for her doing her best late. 8, 1, 10 and 9 in the first.
Yeah, the second, the TAB Highway here, Class 3 event today, over 1,600 metres. The toppy is favourite, Hamerl, $2.15 unchanged. Then go down to number 12, Sayrim, has been 8 to 7.50 so far this morning. Back to the 5, Harms is 8 to 8.50. The 7, which is Smart As, $10 unchanged. Fui San is 11 unchanged. Mina Harker, 11 unchanged. But continued support all the way through here for the toppy in Hamerl.
Yeah, Hamel will be hard to beat. There's a bit of speed through Sarim, Mina Harker, Smart As, and Bill's a goodie. But a bit of the pace did come out with a couple of scratchings. Look, I'm about backing the six each way, 6, 1, 3, and 13. Nina Harker on top for me. I like the profile here. She's first up at the mile, which might seem a bit too much of an ask. But when you consider she went out off an 1,800-metre highway win here at Randwick, she was convincing that day. She was spec at odds. And though she's had the two solid trials coming into this, and with Robbie Dolan's claim, only 51.5 on her back, I'm convinced she's going to run a very cheeky race up on speed, and I'm happy to be on her each way at the good odds. Although I've got to concede Hamerl should win this race. He was a good thing beaten in a Class 3 at Warwick Farm on the 22nd of December. If he'd won that, he's not even eligible for a Class 3 highway anymore. But he's got a wide gate, he's got 59 kilos, and you're taking basically even money. Number 3, Fooey Stan. Well, there's one stable that'll be wrapped at the Rain Mist Randwick. He's a lot better on top of the ground. He loves the mile here at Randwick. And number 13, Delude. Just with a bit of speed up front here, they might overdo it. And Delude's a horse that will stay all day. So with 50 kilos, he could sneak into that top four somewhere. But I'm on the 6, each way with a bit of confidence. 6, 1, 3 and 13.
Righto, race 3 is the Avery at Royal Randwick here. The three scratchings all were out yesterday. So what's happened in the market this morning?
Well, the favourite, Taniko, has gone 320 into 290. Then we go back to Ghostly, who's been 5 to 460. Pumpkin Pie's the easer, 420 out to 480. Cattersby has been 650 to 7. Liz Doonvana, 7 to 750. Seeking Glory, 750 out to 8. And it's $21 and longer the rest. Most popular runner so far this morning is Ghostly in front of Taniko. So they're the those two firmers at the top of the market in race 3.
Interesting with Roman Typhoon engaged. Don't be surprised if he rushes forward and leads as he did in his trial coming into this campaign, especially from that gate with no weight. So he's the interesting runner for speed. Cattersby obviously on pace. Seeking Glory and Liz Doonvana never far away. I think this race sets up beautifully for the 10 Taniko. 10, 7, 2 and 4. She's been in top form right through this campaign for Nico. She had genuine excuses at Randwick last start, that being that it was an on-pace dominated affair. The first four around the turn ran the first three around the turn ran the trifecta, and Taniko was the only real backmarker to make any ground, and she did grab fourth spot late. So I think if she can settle a touch closer to the action, she'll be too sharp for them late. But 10 at Taniko. To beat 7, Pumpkin Pie for Richard Freeman. I'm giving this mare another chance. She comes through that same form race that Clipper won, and Taniko ran fourth. Now, Taniko got past her late, but it's worth noting she pulled up mildly lame there, so I think she can definitely improve off that. The 2, Ghostly, he caught my eye first up over 1,000, chasing home Heart Conquered, so that form has really held up. And the 4, Seeking Glory, just to give you an idea of how much depth is in this race, Seeking Glory hasn't missed a place going back through his form as far as you can see, yet I can only find him for fourth in this race, getting out to the 1,200. So 10, 7, 2 and 4, and I'm pretty confident that'll hit the first four.
Okay, and with the tab today, races 1, 2 and 3, where you have a bet if your horse runs second or third, you get your bonus bet on races 1, 2 and 3 at Randwick and Flemington, and it's every race here at the Gold Coast today if your horse runs second or third. Glenn, the fourth today is the first leg of today's Big Six.
Yeah, and in this fourth race, it was there was money earlier this morning for Tory Joy. Went up as much as 340. Was 310 or close to it when we did the preview. It's still there. Sea Hampton's been 5 unchanged. Hysterical has been 8 to 750. Sweet Victory, 8 unchanged. Bella Success, 8 to 850. Lorcel, the only other runner in single figures, is a $9 chance. But the other firm there, Letter to Juliet, Andrew, 34. Mm-hmm. We spoke about the money for it. Brad Gray was tipping it yesterday.
Yeah.
Was 34. Now a $21 chance. Letter to Juliet is the second most popular runner in the race. Third most popular runner today. The favourite's the most popular runner today, Tory Joy, in front of Sea Hampton. Letter to Juliet, third pick today in race 4.
Yeah, reasonable speed. Final 0. Hysterical, Tory Joy. They're your 3 on-pace runners, and the Sweet Victory might keep them honest from a wide gate. I've gone 5, 3, 10 and 2. I'm sticking with my mate Strome. I still think she's been unlucky. She's had 3 runs back yet to place this prep, but her sectionals first and second up were the best of the race, and then third up off a fresh and back in trip. She ended up on the rails there, the worst part of the track, making her run, and she looked at half a chance with 100 to go, and then she just knocked up late behind Nikki's Gold and Co. So I think with Brock Ryan's claim here, maybe get to the outside, give her a chance to run them down. I think she can run a big race at each way odds, Strome. to beat the three sweet victory, dropping back from the bell of the turf into a much easier affair here at benchmark 78. And she wasn't far off them in that Group 3 race. Thought number 10, Extreme Bliss, especially just with that sting out of the track. She comes right into play, the Victorian. She bolted in on a soft track at Moonee Valley last time out. And the two-letter Juliet, Brad Gray did tip it last night on air on Formline. And I think she'll run a cheeky race first up. She usually does. And she did win first up last prep in this grade at Randwick over 1,800. So don't let the 1,500 put you off thinking it's too far for her first up. Five on top from 3, 10, and 2 in a very open race four.
Yeah, and Brad Gray, a part of our Friday team at 9.45. He started mentioning it yesterday, so there's a few starting to warm to him a little bit with Letter to Juliet.
Yeah, so the last few days, 51, 41, 34, now $21 for Letter to Juliet race four. So race five.
Just before you do, I'm going to do something now at 8 o'clock. Simon Dinopoulos wasn't on this morning. For good reason. He had a knee operation. Yesterday. Yeah. So
he dropped his wallet on it and had to undergo a knee operation.
No, he was going to get it done, and then the cost was going to be too much, and then they suddenly rang with a magic deal. So in he went yesterday. So, Simon, if you are listening, I hope it all went well, and that was the reason why he didn't join us much earlier this morning.
So now he's bartering with the medical system, isn't yes. Simon Dinopoulos. They do breed him hard and tough in Canberra.
I think it was more them coming to him bartering, but yeah. I hope everything went to plan. All right, the summer sprint got knocked around by scratchings.
Yeah, but we've got single bullet the favourite here, 270 to 250 so far this morning. The old boy Jungle Edge remains steady at 350. Marsupial just to turn in, 420 to 4. Frolic at turn out 5 to 5.50. You might as well have the other runners. Batterhoth is $14 to $13. Most popular runner today is Single Bullet in front of Jungle Edge Marsupial, and that's been basically the case all the way through. Disappointingly, Battle Anthem are scratching Paul for a nice earn for the company.
Yeah, that's right, Munns, and poor old Simon Dinopoulos there. He's pulled up lame, obviously, and failed the vet there. But as someone who's had a knee reco, Simon, you've just got to take a long road to recovery, and I'm sure you'll get there in the end. Speed in this race, Jungle Edge. Well, he'd be happy if Battle Anthem came out, obviously, straight to the front now, controls the tempo, and that's the speed in the race. I don't think anything else will match him. So I've got to put him on top on that. 1.834, obviously not as heavy as he would have liked, but still a soft track, and the sting will be out of it come race five. And if he gets any sort of piece in front over 1,000, he's got to be the horse to catch. 3 kilos off the Chelsea Hall gets him in quite well at the weight. And then you get the Single Bullet, number 8, the favourite. Now, I was surprised he went up as short as he did. Originally, I would have put him on top because he loves a soft track. He loves 1,000 here at Randwick, and there's enough speed on to bring him into it with the 49 kilos. But I just think the market's gone the wrong way around. I think Jungle Edge should be shorter than Single Bullet. So I'm going 1 ahead of 8. 3, Marsupial. Liked his recent trial behind Invincible Star. I reckon he went better than Invincible Star in that trial. So he could bounce back today without surprising. And I'm keen to see Frolic back at the track. I'm sure plenty of punters are. I was always a fan of this mare, and she trialled really well at Canterbury recently behind Kaepernick. So she could come back and run a cheeky race here. Just keep an eye on the betting moves. 1.834 in the summer sprint.
It will be interesting. You mentioned the pace there, Paul, but it showed good pace out of that barrier trial.
She did. She was surprising. She flew the lids over 900 and she led them up. So she could be the little fly in the ointment for Jungle Edge, although first up from a decent spell 1,000.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll want to be taking him on, but she could settle second and trail him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting in a smallish field. All right, so that's race five. Race six, we move to a benchmark 78.
Yeah, a few changes here. Solo Mission was 550 earlier, now 460. Devil's Lair, 550 to 5. Vahari, 550 to 6. Follow Suit, 11 into 8. Equipped, 8 to 850. Mazaz, 850 to 9. He's Imposing, right down the bottom there, was 8, now 950. They're the single figure runners. Earth Angel, 11 unchanged. Next pick is Curata Princess, who's gone 15 out to 19. Not a vigorous betting race this morning. Best supported runner, Solo Mission, but it'd have to be one of the quieter betting races of the day. And Paul, I'd say that's to do with the fact 2,400 and a lot of runners here that have had a lot of chances.
Yeah, exactly, Buns. They're always tricky races. Speed map's even a bit tricky here. You've got Equipped and Dusk Falls, maybe Devil's Lair in the first three, but there'll probably be a mid-race move from someone. Just not sure where it'll come from. Vahari may be close as well, and obviously Jenny Duggan replacing Serge Livni there. Look, I've gone 2, 14, 5 and 15. I like Follow Suit. So I thought it was a decent run first up, considering he tackled 2,110 metres on a heavy track at Warwick Farm. He looked a chance with 200 to go, just peaked on his run. But he's 2 from 2 in soft. He gets a claim for Sam Weatherly. And I think he's the way I'm going to play this race, but it is an open affair. The 14, Bahari, maybe she just needed the distance. She bolted in when she got out to this trip last start at Newcastle, and she'd been threatening to do something good all the way back early in this campaign. So I think she's got something there, Bahari, and I'm keen to see her go round today with the lightweight. 5, Solo Mission, probably deserves favouritism, but he hasn't won for a long time. He's usually thereabouts fighting it out, but you can see with his recent figures, generally fills a placing rather than wins. And I thought the 15, Curata Princess, she was terrific behind Tenero and Devil's Lair last start. And I'm surprised she's as big a odds as she is, considering she'll only carry 49 kilos here after the claim. So I'm going 2, 14, 5 and 15, looking for a bit of value in race 6.
Yeah, some value there for sure. Let's move to the Australian Turf Club. Perrette, obviously the major scratching of this morning.
Yeah, and just another set of changes here. Organza's gone 310 out to 350. Sweet Deal is 5 into 360 and was 420 when we did the preview. And I went back to check. So even since the preview has been 420 to 360. Schubert, 480, was originally 5 into 480, stays there at the 480. After all that was originally 9.50 this morning into 7, stays at 7. Summer Doubt, 6.50 out to 7. Onslaught, 7 out to 8.50. It's $26 and longer the rest. Still more money today for Organza than there is for Sweet Deal, but that's significant. Organza, 3.10 to 3.50. Sweet Deal, 5 to 3.60. And Organza, more money than Sweet Deal.
Yeah, you confused me there, Munk, but you know better than me how these markets work.
Well, is that a case of... They want to lay Organza. Exactly. The team at TAB are saying...
We want to lay Organza.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, they're only booked to Organza at this stage anyway, and then they'll do something maybe later. But anyway, speed in the race. Samadout goes forward lead. Sweet Deal handy, and Brazen from the inside gate not far off. I like Organza in saying all that. 5, 6, 2 and 4. I do think they'll fight out the finish, the two that we just spoke about. Organza comes back from the bell of the turf at Group 3 into a benchmark 88, and she's flying this prep. And we've got the new kid on the block, Tommy Marquand, in the saddle. So I think she can win, but Sweet Deal's so hard to tip against because she's just going so well this prep. Even though she lost last start, it was a nose behind Redouble, who's up there on the Gold Coast today, and I think Redouble will run a huge race up there. Prior to that, she'd won two on the trot, so she's very hard to beat. Then we get to number 2, Strathmore, who I think can improve on a dry track here today. Keep him very safe at the big odds. I like his recent trial at Rose Hill behind Sanction. And number 4, Samadow. He'll obviously roll along in front, put a big kick on the turn. But sometimes this 1400 at Randwick just finds him out that last bit. 5, 6, 2 and 4 for me in the 7th.
5, 6, 2 and 4, Paul Joyce, race 7. Race 8, the hashtag the race's handicap. What have we got here? Chalk was the one that came out this morning.
Yes, so we got Thy Kingdom Come. Well, he's been 225, 220, back to 225. Turnberry, 390, 380, now 370. Charmers, 7 into 6, back to 650. They're the three in single figures. The one Duff was very interested in, Eagle Bay, 13 into 11, now 10. Mm. King Tom Lola's next pick has been 14, now 12. And $15 and longer the rest. But best supported runner so far today is Turnberry. This isn't the busiest betting race. Eagle Bay's second pick today, but it's got a quarter of what Turnberry's got on it and sprinkling of money for three or four others. But Turnberry there, the firm, the favourite, just gets out of roll.
Look, I think King Tom Lola will lead them up here from Turnberry. And Thy Kingdom Come, which we saw last start, of course, making that move fairly early in the race. I think Linda Meach will be trying something similar today on him. So that could generate a bit of speed in the race for a horse like Eagle Bay late. But I'm going 1, 9, 8 and 10. I think the fact that we missed all that rain is perfect for Turnberry fans. All four runs this prep have been on good tracks, and he's just been in the finish or winning at every start. 3 kilos off for Robbie Dolan, the perfect distance, 1,500. So they have to beat him today. Number 9, Thy Kingdom Come, well, he can sometimes beat himself, but last time out under James McDonald, it all worked and he bolted in. Not sure whether he can reproduce that effort, but off that effort, you've got to have him in the numbers somewhere. The 8, Eagle Bay, probably has to get a long way back from the gate, and that's the problem with him first up at 1,500, but his first up run last prep here was the eye catcher. And no surprise, Duff's found him at a bit of a price. And I thought number 10, Chalmers, just with those blinkers going back on, his last two runs have been very good and he's knocking on the door. So we'll go 1, 9, 8 and 10, but I think this race sets up beautifully for Turnberry.
Okay, it will be interesting. Duff just threw Eagle Bay in the thoughts. He didn't put it on top, but he thought it was just a horse that we need to monitor any moves for.
Yeah, and I think if you're playing first fours, he's an absolute must, especially with that early sprinkling 12s into 10.
All right, we come to the last here at 5-6.
Yeah, live and free, the favourite here. 3.20-3 so far this morning over Monsieur Sisu. 5.50 unchanged. Island Missile is a $6 chance after being that price basically since Wednesday. Astoria, the toppy, the next pick, 6.50 unchanged. They're the single figure runners. So You Win is a $10 chance. Interweary is at 11. Generalissimo, 14. Mutarakem, next pick at $15. Once again, not an overly vigorous betting race since the get-go. It's all live and free here. He's half the total investment on the race. He's a third of what's got on this morning and the only one with any real significant amount of money on it today, the favourite live and free.
Well, Monsieur Sisu should lead them up. Dalmatia Prince might go forward today from a wide gate. And then you've got the likes of Intuary, Handy and Trafalgar. I think he could go up in the mix here as well and put a bit of pressure on. I'm tipping 3, 7, 6 and 13. I was wrapped when I got up this morning and realised Randwick had missed all that rain because live and free, I don't even think he would have gone around if we were well into the soft range. He's a horse that needs good tracks. He should get close to that by this stage of the day. And, of course, he's coming off that brilliant last start win. Tommy Marcond weaved through the pack. Well, Robbie Dolan gets the task today, but the beauty of that is he's staying in the exact same grade, exact same track and distance, and he actually carries half a kilo less due to the claim. So you don't see that too often, and I think Live and Free will make the most of that today. The 7, Monsieur Sisu, hard to catch, especially if he gets some soft sections up in front. He's tough, he fights, and he's still lightly raced and improving, so he's a big threat. And the 6, Dalmatia Prince, if you're playing Quinellas or Trifectas, he's massive overs, this horse. He meets Monsieur Sisu 5.5 kilos better for a three-quarter length defeat at Warwick Farm last start, and he was closing hard late. Look at his third-up stats, 5 tries for 2 wins and 2 seconds. I could almost have a small saver on him just to win the race. And number 13, Intuary, I think he's ready to peak third up. He wasn't far off them, second up behind Monsieur Sisu at Warwick Farm. 3, 7, 6 and 13 in the last.
And what priced up the horse there, Dalmatia Prince at Spectre?
23.
Okay. All right, so there, Paul Joyce's tips for the 9 races. What's your best bet?
Best bet on a tricky day. I'm going to tip 1 each way in the first. Race 1, number 8, Exceltic. He was well into double figures, but when I got up this morning, the tab had trimmed him in. So Munns might be able to update us there. Race 1, number 8, Exceltic. Still an each way basis for the best bet of the day. And another roughie, race 2, number 6, Amina Harker. I think you can back them both each way, and hopefully we get off to an absolute flyer out here at Randwick.
Yeah, Exceltic is at $10 the win and $2.40 the place in race number 1. Starfall's got back to $2 now. And in the second race, Mina Harker is $11 the win and $3 a place. Now, I'll pretend I'm Hurls. Now, mate, come on. I need the quaddie today because I'm on holidays and I need some spending money. So from a 20, I usually take it 5 times for the full unit myself. But tell me what I'm going to take my numbers in the quaddie.
That's pretty good Hurls, actually, Mum. You've almost nailed that. The only thing you left out was he needs it for Yum Cha for the family. That's about the only other thing he adds there. But here's the quaddie numbers. The first leg, it's a hard one, the first. Let's get through that first. 2, 14, 5, 15, and 10. Second leg, 5, 6, 2, and 4. Third leg, numbers 1 and 9. And we'll finish it off with 3, 7, 6, 13, and 11. And just for you, Hurls and Mum, $20 is 10% of the dividend. And Munns, I don't like to toot my own horn, but on Wednesday, we hit the quaddie for $4,500. So hopefully people that followed us in there have got a bit in their pockets for today.
Toot, toot. See, you won't do it, but I'll do it for you. Well done, mate. Good luck today. You've got Hainsey and Chantel looking at the runners at Randwick on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Exactly. I'm on my way there right now. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Paul. Paul Joyce looking at Randwick. The time is perfect, 10:29 and 15 seconds. We've done it on time. What about the A? The A team just wandered through. It was like watching that promo on Thoroughbred Central. Radley leading the way, Duffersey quickly to his side, and then a couple of other dudes just following in. Yeah. They didn't even look at us.
No, they didn't glance sideways. They knew,
they knew we were here.
Their focus is their day that starts in another 3 quarters an hour. You know, the people that have been giving their absolute for the company since the crack of dawn this morning. They just didn't even give a nonchalant glance sideways.
It wasn't even a duff, at least knowing that we're here. It wasn't even, it was like arrogant. It was arrogant in the end.